Liwei School Strikers Victory. Teacher speaks to the socialist teacher and striker Darren Durant at Liwei School in Hackney, has spoken to the socialist, interviewed by Claire Doyle. Darren, you have got what looks like a complete victory in your strike struggle at Liwei Special School in Hackney. Complete may be too strong a word, but, victory certainly. As with most disputes, there has to be an element of give and take on both sides. But, reaching where we have from where we started, it most certainly feels as though they have given more ground than us. We now have full union recognition, proper pay scales, a small, but much needed, increase in sick days allowance, iron, our EPU was sacked, has been reinstated, wiping the dismissal and disciplinary action from the record, and we have an understanding to meet regularly with the union group, to work through problems as they arise, and before they escalate in future. For the record, these are all concessions that management had outright refused to make up until late last week. You had been taking strike action on 2 days a week, since when? We started our action in mid-December with 6 initial days of action. We had assumed that the school would meet with us in January to resolve things, but they went in the opposite direction by sacking one member and issuing disciplinaries to many others. We then had 2 dates each in both February and March, 6 in April, and we had 8 days in May, with more to follow, had we not reached an agreement. What was the issue that sparked your dispute, and how many teachers were involved overall? It was actually an accumulation of issues. Pay and conditions for staff, lack of facilities, adequate provision for the children and young people, the condition of the building, extremely hot in the summer, extremely cold in the winter, and the management's stance on self-isolation / sick pay regarding COVID. At the start, almost all the staff group, 40 plus staff, were in support, and out on strike. Over time, we lost some strikers for various reasons including management intimidation, personal reasons, job security threatened by industrial action, dismissals, staff leaving. By the end of the dispute, we had a hardened group of approximately 15 strikers, ably supported by our extended family on the picket line. Shoutouts to the Socialist Party, London Renters Union, Sixth Form Students, Unison members, Hackney Labour Party and many more. The school is housed in a 4-story former factory. What does that mean for the children, and for the teachers? The building, in its current layout, is not fit for purpose. The ground floor is dedicated to those children and young people who are on the autistic spectrum. Floors 1, 2, 3 are for those young people who have social, emotional and mental health, SEMH, needs. The rooms are not designed with special needs in mind, the building is basically a factory with partitions. The biggest issue staff have is the fact that there is no playground. Due to the number of students, the building is actually overcrowded, and there is no spare capacity to provide breakout rooms for counseling or other needs as they arise. Rooms and teachers have, at times, been double booked. Staff only got back our staff room in January, but it doesn't have a sink, though we have a microwave, toaster, and kettle. The older children are in dire need of their own space at break times as having a crowded canteen can become a touch claustrophobic. Liwei's is called a private school. Who are the owners? What do they get paid per child? The owners are Cadleston Group, which is ultimately owned by the Carey Group, one of Ireland's biggest companies. It's an independent school and fees start at £56,000 for social, emotional and mental health needs students and £58,000 for children on the autistic spectrum. This is more than it costs to send a boy to Eton. They seem to be more interested in profits than in education and safety for children with very special needs. I haven't seen their accounts for this academic year, but my rudimentary maths calculations tell me that they would have made at least £4.7 million in fees alone from September 2020 to July coming 2021. Will you be trying to get this kind of school taken into the public education system, and how do you think this can be won? I have not explored that option with this school, but what our dispute has shown is that the young people who attend schools such as this are very much forgotten children. They have been excluded from mainstream education, possibly excluded from a council-run alternative provision, and are basically in the last chance saloon education-wise. Local authorities and parents are often oblivious, or at least indifferent, to the realities of places such as Leeways. Parents and carers are happy that their child can spend a whole day at school, local authorities are fulfilling their obligations, so it seems like a win-win. Parents have woken up to the realities and local authorities are being held to account / asking the right questions of the school. For these types of schools to be returned to the public education system, it would take a determined effort from government, both local and national. As long as unscrupulous companies can make profits in education, there will always be schools like this. If the profit incentive is removed, we may then have people entering this arena with a true desire to help secure positive outcomes for the young people instead of just a healthy bank balance.